This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Two people were hurt when a school bus and a medical transport van collided earlier this morning in Medford Township, Burlington County. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Police say the medical transport van was going south on Hartford Road near Church Road, and the bus was heading north. And close to 6:30 in the morning, the van hit the bus head-on and veered onto the grass and flipped. This all happened right by Lenape High School, but officials say there were no students on the bus. Police say the 30-year-old van driver was alone when this crash happened and was airlifted to the hospital with back and leg injuries. And the 34-year-old bus driver, police say she was taken to the hospital for an arm injury. There were some traffic delays near the high school as students were being dropped off as police were investigating. In Medford Township, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A day after the U.S. Senate confirmed former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to head the U.S. Education Department, Philadelphia activists rallied against possible federal education cuts. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Organized by the American Federation of Teachers, it was billed as a national day of action to protest proposed cuts in federal education funding.
I never thought the day would come where we would look at the possibility of public education being dismantled.
That's Philadelphia City Council's Education Committee Chair Isaiah Thomas, who was among the elected officials at a news conference Tuesday at Widener Memorial School in Alney. Widener is the only school in the state exclusively serving special education students. Teacher Paul Breen says his school would suffer if federal money was cut.
It would be a catastrophic. Funding allows for small class sizes and also for related services,
including speech and language support and physical and occupational therapy. State Rep. Darisha Parker promised to speak out against cuts to public education.
You will not cut our children. You will not disenfranchise African American people who need this.
In Alney, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Deadly car accidents in Atlantic County, and the problem has only gotten worse. 58 people died in crashes there last year. The prosecutor's office says that's the most they've seen in a decade. KYW's Vic Racapathy has more on Atlantic County law enforcement's efforts to decrease traffic deaths.
Out of all the counties in New Jersey, Atlantic County saw the second most fatal collisions in 2024 with nearly 60. Lieutenant James Rosello has been working with the Fatal Accident Unit for the past 17 years, and he says a little over half of fatal crashes involve driving while intoxicated. But the tougher to track and practically as hazardous factor is phone usage.
Distracted driving is a big problem, and it's something that doesn't have the same stigma attached to it as drunk driving or driving under the influence of drugs, but it's something that's just as dangerous.
Which is a big reason why Lieutenant Rosello and his colleagues give safe driving presentations to high schoolers.
Try to kind of get ahead of some of those bad habits, especially, you know, with the increase in technology and the use of cell phones.
In addition to education, officials are increasing enforcement in the Atlantic Cape May region and targeting speeding, impaired driving, and pedestrian safety infractions in areas deemed high risk.
You make that one bad choice and it could end your life or it could ruin everything.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After being shut down for more than two decades, the Hartraff Community Center in North Philadelphia is officially reopened. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there for the ribbon cutting.
The shuttered 60,000-square-foot facility built in 1973 was once a safe place for neighbors and children. Now, thanks to an $11.5 million facelift, it will fill a major void in the community. PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah.
For a community that didn't have this space, that missed this space, it was a central location for so many of the good things that were happening in the community. I think it's incredible.
The space boasts two levels, one with a large multipurpose room with classrooms and a kitchen, and another with an underground indoor swimming pool. 37th Ward Leader Miss L was instrumental in getting this center reopened, and she's very excited.
I hope they fix it so they can have classes to swim and do everything that they need to do for their growth. I'm 82 years old. I've never learned how to swim, but this will make it happen for them.
The newly developed Hartranft Community Center Programming and Operations Committee will be responsible for the events and programs at the center. Area resident Eugene Sizer says this is exactly what the community needs right now.
Because we always hear about the things that's bad. Let's hear about something that's good.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR in a 2025 Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.